This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And engage. Seriously. If you want to head up to my website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, a lot happening there. But then if you're in Facebook, head over to the Facebook, the Facebook Live thing. Yes, the Facebook Live thing. I don't know what else to call it. So you can head over there. You can be with a whole bunch of people there as well. And again, I do appreciate the time that you're with me. We are waiting, or will be waiting, for... You should send me some kind of bio or whatever on her. So I know how to... I give her a proper introduction. And her name is Kathy Barnett. And she, if you've been watching Facebook and you're conservative for any length of time, she's a Christian mom, a wife, an adjunct professor. I mean, she's got a lot going on. And her videos that she puts out, most of the time, while she's sitting in the kids with a car, sitting in the car with her kids. I couldn't do that. It would make me nuts. I'd spend more time yelling at the kids than I did, talking about the topic, right? So anyway, she'll be on. Now, she's at, I don't know if it's just outside of Chicago or what. I don't know where the Trump rally is tonight. I have no clue. But she's supposed to be given, he's supposed to be given a rally tonight, and she's going. She's quite excited, taking her kids. Got to be careful, though, in Chicago. They might consider that child abuse, right? So she needs to be really careful on that one. Anyhow, again, I want to thank you for being with me tonight, and I do appreciate the time. Carrie! Do you guys remember the long time ago when he was running for president and he got caught on a hot mic talking about how the Bush administration, those guys were just a bunch of crooks, couldn't be trusted, couldn't find the truth, they're just a bunch of crooks. Well, guess what happened? According to the Daily Caller, Kerry's State Department has been funneling, you ready for this one? Funneling millions to his daughter's nonprofit. Now, as I'm of the understanding, from what I've heard and read and believe to be truth, that money shouldn't come close to her nonprofit, no matter what. This is just way too easy. Now, more than $9 million of Department of State money has been funneled through the Peace Corps to a nonprofit foundation started and run by Secretary of State John Kerry's daughter. Now, these are according to the documents that the Daily Caller News Foundation show. The Department of State funded a Peace Corps program created by Dr. Vanessa Kerry, and officials from both agency records show that the Peace Corps then awarded the money without competition to a nonprofit Kerry created for the program. So think about that. The money was awarded to the Peace Corps by the State Department. By the State Department to the Peace Corps. Right, and I'm sure nobody said these dollars need to go to Kerry's daughter. Right? Nobody said that this is a particular nonprofit we want you to give the money to. I'm sure that didn't happen because they're so upright. Right now, Dr. Vanessa Kerry is the head of that nonprofit, but there's nothing there, nothing to see. Keep moving. Initially, the Peace Corps awarded Kerry's group, now called Seed Global Health, with a three-year contract worth $2 million of State Department money on September 10, 2012. Her father was then the chairman of the Senate Committee on Foreign Relations, which oversees both Department of State and the Peace Corps. Let me read that again, just in case you didn't catch that. Her father, Mr. Kerry, Senator Kerry, was then the chairman of the Senate Committee on Foreign Relations, which oversees both the Department of State and the Peace Corps. Funny how that worked out for her. Right? A non-competitive contract was awarded. Seed secured a four-year extension in September 2015, again without competition. This time the Peace Corps, or as President Obama would say, this time the Peace Corps gave the nonprofit $6.4 million provided by the Department of State while John Kerry was now Secretary of State. It smells like something died's been rotten away. And that's emanating from the story. Seed also received almost $1 million from a modification to the first award. Well, hey, Dad, we ran out of money. How do we make this happen again? Just amazing. The Peace Corps program, called the Global Health Service Partnership, sends volunteers, physicians, and nurses to medical and nursing schools in Malawi, Tanzania, Uganda, and Liberia. More than 40 clinical educators worked the 13 sites in 2014-15. Now, this is not the only group that provides these services. Why were the only group to win the contract, I wonder? Cal, just take a guess. Now, you realize if this was the other way around, right, if it was a Republican group, people would be going crazy. Here locally, where I'm at, Congressman Buck McKeon was running for office. And there was some PR work that was being done by a company for his congressional seat, but not the campaign for his official seat. Just so happens, like three layers down, guess who was part owner of the company? His son. Oh, and the Dems were going out of their minds. This is okay, though. That's what I've been saying all year long. It's not equality they want. It's control they want. Dems good, Republicans bad. Same words. We've seen it happen. Bill Clinton has been caught a million times using the same words, or Donald Trump has, using the same words to Bill Clinton. When Bill Clinton said him, he was a god. Donald Trump, he's a devil. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enabled my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life. The kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus. And I'm 64.
5-Seed Oil in One World Way. For your fantastic health, call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I so much appreciate the time you spend sending me emails and texts and texts. Come on, so I'll say that together. Texts. I do appreciate the time that that you're spending to send those to me, and I really do. And again, there's so much going on in the news. So I could be doing this. Well, I do it for days at a time. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Okay, so we were talking about the Kerry State Department. I guess it's really our State Department. He just uses it, you know, as his own little slush fund. I guess he was late to the party starting his own foundation. What do you think? So anyhow, so we're finding out now that as the money was allocated to the Peace Corps, which is a noble organization. But as the money was designated to the Peace Corps, right, he found a way to kind of move it around and make it go to his daughter, who has a company that helps the doctors, nurses get out there and get medical care to some third world nations. I get that too. What I don't get is why it was a non-competitive bid. His daughter could have had the cheapest, could have had the best, could give more bang for the buck. We'll never know that. It was never bid. It was just handed to her. And when she ran out of money on the first contract and needed another million, a cool another $1 million, guess what she got? She got another $1 million, no questions asked. The writer goes on to say that the Vanessa Buck and Sarah are meeting with Ambassador Goosby on the morning of 9/16 to discuss the next steps for the GHSP, so said the memo from September 16, 2011, 1 year before the seed received its first award. Conversations with OGAC. I don't know what all these terms mean. Go look them up yourself later on. We'll post a story. They confirm that Ambassador Goosby is very supportive of the proposal. What are they, cousins? You getting some of the money, too? The memo was referring to Peace Corps Director Buck Buckingham and Sarah Montague and Ambassador Eric Goosby, who then headed the office of the U.S. Global AIDS Coordinator, the State Department of Office, the State Department office that later funded the program. So they have these meetings. They have these pseudo-closed-door meetings. And then what happens? All of a sudden, Carrie's daughter's foundation is, not foundation, but nonprofit. I mean, what does she get? So far, we can account for what? Six, seven, eight, nine, a little over $10 million. Isn't that wonderful? Don't you wish it worked for you that way, too? Yeah, Uncle John, you know, works for the government. We might be able to pick up a few million. Now, officials in the meeting said that they assured Kerry that she should not have to compete with other groups. Buck obtained clarity of the mechanism by which the federal money will be provided to the group called SEED. The process can be fast-tracked and doesn't have to compete with anybody else. Isn't that exciting? No, seriously, isn't that exciting? Anyway, Seed received its first award less than 1 year later. So they got, now you usually go into these things and you ask for money, okay? Once you get the money, it's supposed to be, you're not supposed to come back and ask for more money. It doesn't work that way. But apparently, her last name's Kerry. This is a no-brainer, right? It's what's irritating about this mostly is think about this. That, again, I'm going to go back. Forget if even a Republican. Look, actually, flush this whole thing. No, seriously, flush the whole thing. Because after thinking about what went down in Congress today, it doesn't matter what we do anymore. if you're, you wipe out a server after you get something from Congress that says you, under penalty of being drawn and quartered, you better not wipe out the server. We want all that information. Keep it intact, the whole nine yards, right? Even after all of that, even after it's been subpoenaed, they still disregard, and they're walking the streets. You and I don't show up for a speeding ticket, we're in jail for 2 weeks. See, if you want to complain about what's not fair, you want to complain about a form of, you know, inequality? How about that? You're a high-ranking Democrat. Laws don't apply to you. Period. Am I off? You know that's right. Ugh, these people make me nuts. All right, so I was at a gun club over the weekend. North Los Angeles County. And John Lott was there with his new book. And what we did was I decided to interview the owner of the gun club, I guess he would be one of the founders of the gun club, maybe. And then I interviewed his daughter, who took over at a young age. And where that gun club is today, you know, financially and in activity and what have you, it's in North Los Angeles County. I want you to really let your mind really focus in on this. North Los Angeles County in California. I mean, so I'm surprised we can even have, at the way California's going, we won't even be able to have those black licorice guns out here. Remember those? Some of you remember those. Come on. They used to use them in the movies a lot. I don't know why. So, yeah, why would you use that sticky thing in a movie? So the thing with being there and having Lott there, I got, you know, the nice thing about it was before he went on the air, before we recorded the segment, we were able to talk. We were able to discuss what was going on. And it was kind of cool. It was kind of cool to get his take on this thing up close and personal. So, yeah, what can I tell you? Now I'm looking at this thing. I've got like five or six different stories that I want to do, but oh, here we go. Okay, that's not going to work out. So what we're going to do, but I'm hoping what we do is we're going to hear from Kathy Barnett first. She is, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, and I'm surprised I can hear you, though. Aren't you at a Trump rally? Were there two people there or something?
At the conference? No.
Oh, good. No, I'm glad to hear. No, were you?
Meeting room only.
Okay. Were you at the Trump rally itself?
I was.
Okay. So give me we only got a couple minutes before we go to break, and then I'm going to hold you over. But
okay.
just because earlier you sounded very, 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 very excited. And so when you got there, because I heard earlier today, and I hate to go right to this, but I really don't hate to go right to it. I heard that Mr. Trump had no black support. So when you wrote this note to me earlier, I was thinking, does she know that Trump's speaking?
No, right? He's a racist. Why in the world am I there? No. You know what? It was fun. I'm so excited. It's always encouraging to be around people, you know, on the conservative side of things. You know, there was no strange gyrations. There were no flag burning. It was just nice Americans. So it was a lot of fun.
All right. Hold on. Well, I want to get into detail on the other side of the break. Kathy Barnett joins me. Hang tight. Because she just came from a Trump rally, and I'm sure she doesn't have any bruises on her. We'll be right back. How you doing?
I am doing well.
We could do this. No, I'm having fun with this because
sign up for
I don't know if you saw Trump earlier. He brought on people from all walks of life onto the stage, and he was pointing to them, going, "Yo, so they're deplorable, and that's deplorable, and she's deplorable." And I thought it was great
during the year.
Yeah. It was right. I mean, we're just a basket of deplorable.
Hey, I'm going to have badges made up. I guess I don't know. I may put some buckets in here in the studio.
I know, right? Variable basket. Oh, my goodness. It's just really strange what's happening all around us. I just feel like
this. Any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I so much appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you hop up on the website, we have a live chat room going on there. Smarter people than I are up in the chat room. Facebook is live. I'm sure there's some smarter people there than I am, and I'm sure that I have a smarter person than I am on the phone with me. I've got Kathy Barnett's on the line with me. Always, I love your, and I'm not just saying this because, you know, you're with me here, but I really do. I really love the clips that you put up on Facebook because you're speaking from the heart, and that's what we need more people to do. We need more people not be afraid to speak from the heart, whether it's politically correct or not. Don't you agree?
Yes, of course I do. You know, I mean, and what's interesting is that so many people on, when I put up those clips on my Facebook page, they're always like, you're speaking for us. You're saying what, like you're saying what we don't say, or thank you for your bravery. And I'm thinking to myself, it's, you know, we have this wonderful thing called the First Amendment, but it's kind of like one of those, you know, it's kind of like what people generally say about certain things. If you don't use it, you will lose it. And that is really becoming, not just a cliche anymore. We have people that are literally trying to take away our First Amendment right. And if we don't use it, if we don't start standing up and speaking out and speaking truth to all of this illogic that is around us, we stand a really good chance of losing it.
Did you ever, Kathy, ever watch Mark Dice, or watch any of his clips?
No, I have
not. You gotta go hit YouTube him. What he does is he goes up, and this will scare you anyway, he goes up and down the beaches in California to some of the malls, and he talks to some of the young people, and he has these phony petitions. And my joke is always, first of all, here's a guy shoving a petition in your face. He's got nothing on him to show who he is. And you're giving him, think about everything you're giving him, your name, your address, your date of birth, and all this other stuff. But let's get past that for a minute. Some of the stuff he does, one of the things that floored us was a suspending of the First Amendment so that...
Yes.
Did you see that one?
I did see that one. Crazy.
And I say to myself, you want to know why we're in trouble? This is why we're in trouble.
Why we're in trouble, right? Because those people, the one that I saw, he was on college campuses, most of the time he was on college campuses, talking to our future about suspending the First Amendment. And they're like, yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, well, you got to let the president do his job uninhibited, right? Isn't that how it works?
Hey, and he's taking advantage of that.
Well, doesn't it? Now come on. Some people say, well, he's just going to get the crazy of the crazies. No, he isn't. If you've ever been to those beaches, we've done it at the mall a couple of times ourselves. It's true. Yeah, it's very true. One of my mantras on the show is to, you know, you got to speak to your grandchildren. You got to speak to your children. You got to speak to your nieces and nephews. Do not be afraid to explain the real the real history of this country and really where we're at. Do you agree with that?
Oh, of course. You know, I mean, I tell people all the time, including my two young kids, is that 1.3 million people become legalized residents every year in our nation. That's 1.3 million every year. America brings in 1.3 million people and make them legalized residents. And like I explained to them, 1.3 million people aren't going to Iran every year. 1.3 million people aren't trying to knock down the door of China or Russia. But it's and they're coming here not for the Iranian dream or the Russian dream or any other dream. They're coming here for the American dream. We have something worth fighting for, but we are being told false narratives, false history. They're rewriting our history, making us believe like we've been tyrants and just deplorables, quote unquote, since the founding. And 1.3 million people are not coming here every year because America is awful.
I had a guy the other night try to say that America was an imperialist nation. I was like, really? Give me something. Tell me something where we went in, we took over, we colonized the place, we took oil back here. Show me one place we've done that. Couldn't do it. Because we've never done it. We have never done that. Matter of fact, we go out, we bomb the crap out of a country, then we go in there and we rebuild them. We don't charge them 5 cents. And we went in there because they were threatening other nations. And we don't charge them a nickel to do it. We are one of the most giving countries on the face of the planet.
Perfect. No one's perfect. But no one is declaring that we're perfect. But America has been a bright light to the world from its founding. And notwithstanding the mistakes, notwithstanding the sins of our fathers, but nonetheless, there is no greater place than America. And I'm very grateful to God that I'm an American.
But we're moving. See, unlike some other countries, we are constantly moving forward. Maybe we move forward 10 steps and we screw up and we come back 3 steps or what have you. But we're not looking to keep people oppressed. We're not looking to keep people down where other nations, other countries continually do this. As a matter of fact, when people, you look at what Iran was like in the late 60s.
Hello. Yeah.
Seriously, think about that as opposed to what's going on now.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Right.
Let's talk about Saudi Arabia, where women aren't even allowed to drive, where women aren't even allowed to go outside their home without a male escort. Wow. Let's talk about that, or let's talk about Turkey, that plays the Democratic card, but it's not. Let's talk about what's going on in Germany right now with, last year, I forgot what they actually call it, but the whole rape fest.
With
the Muslims coming in and raping all of our Arabic-speaking men, according to the victims. Cologne, Germany is what it was.
I did that story.
This past January, yeah.
Oh.
And what are they doing? Merkel, who should be protecting her people, are trying to sweep it under the rug. Don't talk about it. That's a war on women.
Oh, how about you shouldn't dress so... Now, think about something. She's telling them how to dress and what parts of the city not to go in. Here, if you do that, if you put out a memo on a college campus that says, please be careful of these bars, ladies, because they've been known to slip stuff in your drinks and you can get raped. Now, those guys who wrote the memos are part of the rape culture and had no right doing that.
Yeah, exactly, right? I mean, right. I mean, it really does defy logic. It absolutely made no sense. Like, they're rushing towards all things liberal and progressive, and yet they're bringing in those who do not agree with their agenda, various Muslims, and those of that particular mindset. It really does defy logic. On one hand, they're saying, hey, do whatever makes you feel good. And on the other hand, they're bringing in a massive group of people that are just opposed to this liberal ideology that they have. So it really does defy logic.
Okay, I'm gonna do what I always do, which is take a hard right turn with you right now. Now, you went to the Trump rally tonight. Tell me what it was like. What was going on outside the rally? And then once you got inside, what was the energy like?
Outside, it was calm, it was peaceful, it was, there was no flag. Like I
you
said,
had a,
no
you had
no
a Trump,
flag burning.
You had a
no
Trump rally for
going.
Real? Are you sure you had a Trump rally?
I know. it was nothing like going to the Democratic National Convention, right? There were no spectacular satanic chants going on. There were no, you know, slaughtering of pigs outside. There were no flag burning. There were no, you know, liberated women going around topless. It was just really nice and wholesome. And we talked and we laughed. We did interviews on the outside. We'd walk in. I mean, the police officers are all de-stressed because you don't have people, you know, talking about how they're the scum of the earth and how, you know, you could commit whatever violence you want against them and you'd be justified. So that's somewhat of the rhetoric we hear coming out of the Democratic Party, that everything that's wrong with the world or police officers here, it was quite the opposite. They're smiling. They're helpful. We go in. It's the same thing. You know, we made new friends. It was really great. I love the environment. And my 10-year-old son was with me, and I never once had to shudder to think what he was going to be exposed to.
Well, I'm glad you guys had a good time. So tell me, was there anything in the message? Because every night or every one of these messages, he's dealing with some you know, different issues in different places. Anything in the message tonight that kind of stuck out to you? And do both. Do something he said that you went, maybe not. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
No, I mean, you know, well, initially Ivanka comes out and she starts talking about, you know, motherhood, this motherhood plan. She starts talking about working mothers and the government intervening. And, of course, as a constitutionalist, as a conservative, red flags start flying everywhere when I hear the government is about to get involved in something. What was Ronald Reagan's quote? I think the nine deadliest.
Yeah.
Word is that high and from the government, and I'm here to help.
Go leave. No.
Go away. We don't need your help. But instead, you know, Donald Trump comes out and he starts talking to us about, you know, the tax breaks for families. I mean, and every last one of them, I'm shaking my head. Yes, yes, yes. It's not another government welfare sponsored program that incentivizes people to sit at home and do nothing. Instead, it's my money that I worked hard for, and instead of me giving more of it to the government, he would establish tax credit that allows me to deduct my child care, to deduct even stay at home mothers being able to deduct.
We got to go for another break because you and I believe in capitalism. Unless you want to write the check, I'm good with that too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. Hopefully you are too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the, in the old days you say, I appreciate the cards and letters, but you don't do that anymore. So I'll say, I appreciate the text, tweets, and emails that you send me, and I do appreciate them. I'm going to start doing what I used to do, which is read them on the air again. I will not read your name unless you're a real major league jackwagon. Then I'll have a field day with you, as I used to have. So, anyhow, I really do appreciate them. And I'm good with different points of view. I've always been good with different points of view, but as I like to say is, do not spew the party line. Do not spew the pulpit line. If you're going to tell me you believe something, be able to back it up. Use facts. Don't just do what the party. Don't go over to the DNC website and say, okay, I got to say these things. No, know why you believe them. I don't believe in 100% of what the Republican Party pushes, and you guys know it, because I believe they do it because they believe it's real, but they have nothing to back it up with. So I don't like people who do that, which is why I have this person on with me, because she doesn't do it either. Kathy Barnett joins me, and I love Kathy's Facebook page and what she does out there, getting the message out to people that, look, moms with children, you know what? They hold the same values the rest of us do. Not Democrat values, but American values. God, country, and I'm okay with the Bible thumping, too. That makes me feel good. Anyway, Kathy, thanks for joining me tonight. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Well, I wanted to be the first one to have the only black female at a Trump rally, right?
That is so not true.
Oh.
There were so many many other black people there, and intelligent, talking facts, you know, no one strange or weird. It was just, it was really great. So, no, I was not the only black person there, and no, I was not the only female there. There were perhaps just as many females as males.
And the turnout, will you say?
It was standing room only.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, it was. It was standing room only in that auditorium.
Well, one of the questions I asked you before we went to break was there anything that he said tonight that you had to kind of take a moment and think about what he said or said, no, that's just not right?
No, you know, I mean, and the thing that strikes me with Trump is that, as you correctly said before we went to break earlier, that he's been coming out, doing all of these different appearances and talking about these various plans, different plans for different issues. And again, tonight, it was all about tax breaks for families. So that was basically what it was that he was announcing, his plan for families, how to alleviate some of the stress and burdens, financial stress and burdens off of families. And so, and what struck me as I sat there listening is that, what plan have we heard from Hillary? We've heard nothing. She's been silent. Donald Trump has given plan after plan after plan over these past 3 weeks. And very, very detailed, just like he was with the immigration plan, the wall building plan. He was very detailed about the tax break for families plan as well. Very detailed. You know, he's not just stating party mantras. He actually has a plan, and a feasible plan, a workable plan. He actually talked about how these things were actually coming to fruition. So he's not just coming up with titles and bullet points, but he has some substance underneath those particular plans.
Well, he's not doing his broad base anymore, you know, because that was just setting things up. Now he's drilling on to detail.
He's really on to detail, and the stark difference is that Hillary is saying nothing. There's crickets over there on her side of the aisle. You know, I mean, either there's crickets or there's pins falling out of her pants leg. I don't know, but we're not getting much detail. We're getting coughs and phlegm, but we're not getting much details about how this person is going to come into the White House next year and lead our country forward. We're not getting that from her. So
no.
That was one of the really stark differences for me, is that he's providing very detailed plans, and on Hillary's side, crickets.
She's not. There's nothing new there. The woman has been there for 30 some odd years. She's been in Washington. She's really not put out anything new. She's not going to put out anything new as president. Most of what she's going to carry on are going to be some of those Obama policies. There's no way around it. Beatrice from I hope that's right, from Port St. Lucia, Florida, right? Lucia?
Lucy.
No, that's not Italian enough. It's Lucia.
Stop it.
All right. Anyhow. You see, that's the only problem. The producer's your wife. You can't. She's the boss all the time. You can't win. I'm telling you. But now tonight, how is he going to make conservatives feel comfortable? You started down this road. I'm going to finish it for you. The government's going to get involved in your baby care now. The government's going to get involved in helping you with baby. Do we want more government involvement, or did he lay it out in such a fashion where they're not too intrusive?
It's not intrusive, and that's what I said at the very beginning when I heard about government and coming in and trying to help me with something. It's like, no, no, thank you. That's okay. I got it. But it wasn't that way at all. It's all surrounded around tax breaks. And tax breaks are an easy thing to do, right?
Now we
get tax credit. So, and it's my money. It's not the government giving us money. It's my money. And so instead of me having to pay more in taxes to the government, I will get a credit for my child care costs, which are, you know, now ranging to be, for many people, roughly 50%, as he was saying, 50% of their pay or their income, or said another way, as he said it, monthly child care is beginning to outpace mortgages for many people.
Wow.
And so it's a serious issue for a lot of families, most families, unless you're, you know, extremely wealthy and self-contained. But for the rest of us, child care is a very costly proposition.
Well, and I tell some of my friends, look, don't get crazy about some of the stuff. Think it through. Because if you offer child care to families, that allows both spouses to be out working. If they're out working, they're paying taxes. The tax is coming out of their paycheck. It does stimulate the economy. This is not a gimme, gimme, gimme. This is not a gimme, gimme, gimme.
And it's a tax credit. So what did that basically do is instead of me having to give Uncle Sam more of my money that I worked for, I get to keep more of my money in my pocket instead of having to pay that out in taxes. So that's a win. And it's not a win because the government is writing a blank check, a bounced check to me. But it is my own money. I just get to keep more of it instead of having to give more of it to the government.
Now, Kathy, when you obviously hung out for a while after the event, and you sat around and talked to some people. What was the energy like there? But I don't just mean everybody was excited. I mean, was there a single theme that kept running through? Did people really believe that he's going to be able to make a difference, or were they saying, "Gee, I hope he can pull this off"?
You know what? This is my, and just for full disclosure, I am not what one would describe as a Trumper. I am on the Trump train, but I'm probably in the last caboose back there.
holding on to the back rail, right? Yeah.
Okay. I'm on the train, but I'm in the back. You know, I mean, I'm not what some would say, I have not been a Trumper for life, from the beginning.
I hear you.
I'm of all of this. And to be completely honest, Donald Trump was not my first, second, or third selection. However, these are the cards we've been dealt. One or the other is going to be in office. And to be honest, I would vote for a rock before I voted for Hillary Clinton. There is no way. You could put a rock in Donald Trump's place and I will vote for that rock 10 out of 10 times. But Donald Trump is the one that we are backing. And let me tell you, I am so for someone who is not a Trumper, and now I'm looking at Donald Trump very seriously and saying I will put my support behind him, I am so very grateful that he is the selection that we have. I honestly believe following his plan, reading his details, listening to him, especially as he's pivoted in the past couple of weeks of just staying on message, very focused, very clear, very concise. And I think he has the strength and the A-type fortitude to actually make an impact. Watching him stand next to President Nieto in Mexico on an international stage, yep, looking very presidential, I was very blown away. And then listening to him hours later at Arizona give a very detailed, very substantive, and articulate response on how we're going to make America great again, starting with our security, I'm impressed. And you cannot help but to be impressed and to not be impressed. And to not say, let me give this man a serious consideration, is to be intellectually dishonest, I believe.
Oh, I'm with you. Listen, when I have a lot of friends that happen to be black here in the area that I'm in, and one of the things, and they're all Republicans, but one of the things we were talking about, and remember when Trump came out and he said, I do not understand why the black community keeps voting for Democrats in these areas. You've had them for 50 or 60 years. They're not helping you. You're in the same place you were 50 or 60 years ago. What do you have to lose by trying me? Well, one of these guys who's a real friend of mine, I said to him, talk to me about this. What do you feel about this? And he said, it was a disingenuous argument, totally turned me off to the guy, and he doesn't understand how the black community thinks. I went, and because he's a friend, I dropped it at that. And I don't understand. I don't understand where his rage was coming from. It's a true statement, is it not?
And I think it's right on point. What do we have to lose as a black community? Our community is being ripped, raped, and mutilated. The black population is on a dismal spiral down. And it is not take into consideration Planned Parenthood and the millions of black babies that have been murdered, generations of black people that have been murdered. Take into consideration, if Planned Parenthood doesn't get you, then the gun violence is going to get you. If the gun violence doesn't get you, then prison is going to get you, or the grave is going to get you. And all of these things are happening in communities that are primarily governed by Democrats. And so when you look at what has happened, truly, what do we have to lose? We have everything to gain.
All right. We got to go really, really, really quick. Tell people where they can learn more about you.
Go to Kathy Barnett, or Truth Exchange with Kathy Barnett on Facebook, Kathy for Truth on Twitter, or okay. Go to my website, truthexchange.net.
We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host on GCN Live. John Lott joins us in the next hour. We'll be right back.